No right of appeal, officials tell migrants to go to Rwanda or go home. By Peter Cattell on June 8, 2022. The UK's Home Office has told a number of migrants that they will not be allowed to remain in Britain, and that they can either go to Rwanda or go home. With Rwanda relocation flights finally due to commence this month, assuming no legal challenges or difficulties delay the plan at the last minute, as they almost certainly shall, UK officials have written to a number of migrants telling them that they can either go to the sub-Saharan African country for processing or go home. However, while the UK is presenting the migrants with a binary choice, some migrants in the country appear to be taking the secret third choice of fleeing to neighbouring open borders Ireland, which has suddenly found itself receiving a wave of non-Ukrainian asylum seekers. According to a report by The Guardian, documents sent to the first group of migrants scheduled to be sent to Rwanda reveal that the UK is also willing to help any migrant who leaves voluntarily return to their country of origin. You have the option to leave the UK voluntarily, one document reportedly reads, before warning the recipient that should you be removed it will be to Rwanda. The failed asylum seekers were also reportedly told that they have no right of appeal against the UK's decision to rule their claim inadmissible. While UK authorities have informed the migrants scheduled to set sail for Africa that they have a binary choice between Rwanda or home, some appear to have opted instead to flee to neighbouring Ireland, the government of which has been operating a particularly militant open borders regime. According to a report by iNews last month, some migrants who crossed the English Channel illegally have since travelled even further to Ireland to escape the Rwanda relocation plan, though the number making the journey, for now, remains unknown. Compared to the United Kingdom, where officials have at least attempted to look like they are cracking down on illegal immigration, if only for political clout with voters, rather than any sort of conviction, Ireland has stopped just short of openly pushing for more and more illegals to enter the country. The country's Justice Minister, Helen McKenty, has even gone so far as to implement a near-blanket amnesty for illegal migrants already in the country, which will see many who entered the country put on the path to citizenship. Deportations of non-EU foreign criminals under McKenty have also fallen to single digits, with only 5 criminals being deported in 2021. Ireland is now experiencing a massive surge in both the number of migrants ostensibly claiming to be from Ukraine, as well as openly non-Ukrainian migrants, seeing over 33,000 and 4,500 respectively land in the country of under 5 million people since the start of 2022. Infrastructure within the country is now starting to crumble under the weight of the new arrivals, with ministers having now been secretly warned that their open borders approach to the Ukraine crisis is likely unsustainable, and that the migrant influx now putting the country's social cohesion at risk. Authorities have shown no sign of engaging the floodgates, however, despite some towns in the country seeing their populations double in a matter of weeks due to an influx of migrants. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.